G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Saturday, the 23rd of October. Let's get into it. Well, just after I finished yesterday's show, Sony came out and released the first trailer for the new Uncharted movie. Uncharted is a video game by Naughty Dog that has been made into a new film. The movie actually is a prequel to the first Uncharted, which should tie into the game nicely. The movie has been a bit of a stop and start process since 2008, but finally got some legs, so to speak, in 2017. Tom Holland from Spider-Man plays Nathan Drake, and Mark Wahlberg plays his mentor Victor Sullivan. Even Antonio Banderas is in a supporting role. You can find the trailer online, but I'll share it on GodayGamers.com, link to this show. The movie is expected to be out the 17th of February 2022. So the Xbox Series X and S October update has finally gone live. If you didn't know, the update brings a day and night mode, but more importantly, a 4K dashboard to the Xbox Series X. While the previous dash was 4K, it was upscaled 1080p. Now it's rendered in its full 4K beauty. I've completed the update and the screen is a lot sharper, notably the icons. If you like gaming at night, holding the Xbox power button on the controller allows you to dim the brightness of the button controller itself and set up other night settings like setting a timer and applying a blue light display filter. There's also a bunch of accessibility settings that have been added to a quick setting menu too, meaning those who use those settings don't have to leave the game completely anymore. This is a great update and it's finally here. The latest behind the scenes trailer for Gran Turismo 7 is now out. The trailer is a behind the scenes look with the game's producer with a focus on how the game is going to appeal to all car enthusiasts and varying car cultures. Titled The Starting Line, the trailer speaks on how the game tries to capture the feeling of being a collector, enjoying driving high-powered cars, I wish, car customization and aesthetics, and even car photography. The game will have all of these incorporated into the gameplay in some way. Gran Turismo 7 features the return of the legendary GT simulation mode, and many will be happy to hear that. Racers will be able to once again buy, tune, race, and sell your cars for a large and rewarding solo campaign. The game will be a PS4 and PS5 release. It comes out March 4th, 2022, and the PS5 version is going to run at 4K 60 frames per second. Jeez, that's fast. A must-have racing fans game in anyone's book. Check out the behind-the-scenes trailer at GodayGamers.com or you'll find it on YouTube. I'll link to it from the show notes. Well, yet again, we have a stunning RPG to get our hands on. And again, it's available on Xbox Game Pass. Echo Generation, brought to us by Coco Cucumber, is out now on Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One and Windows PC, and it became available today. The game is a turn-based RPG and sets a scene in Mapletown. A mysterious crash in your typical cornfield has occurred, bringing it with a bunch of aliens, monsters, and mechs. To make things stranger, it seems only the kids can see the creatures that have appeared. The game has had a number of early reviews, and so far, I'm seeing some high score here. It's 4 out of 5, 9 out of 10 type of ranges with a couple of perfect scores given too. So that makes my ears prick up. This release trailer shows off some of the amazing artwork and it's a pleasure for sure, some eye candy. It has a blocky type feel mixed with a retro look, but lots of detail. I'll be definitely trying it. I'll pop up the trailer, but if you like RPGs, you'll be interested in this. It must be the month of RPGs. If you have little children, then you may want to put this one on the Christmas list. My Friend Peppa Pig is out today, and the game looks like you're playing in an episode of the TV show, or more like a feature-length film of the show. You create the character you want to be, and then you play out the game being Peppa's new friend. Heading off on adventures with Peppa and the family, the game is published by Outright Games and even features a parental controls mode, meaning the game can track how long your little one has been playing it and gets Peppa to come up on the screen and say, you know, let's end the game for tonight. The game is on PS4, Windows, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox One. Of course, it will play on the next-gen consoles too. Check out the trailer for your little ones. It may be just one that you want to add to the stocking fillers. Fan favorite, the number one social distancing game, Among Us, will be coming December 14 to PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S consoles. The game will be the same price as all the other platforms, pretty cheap, and you'll get it part of your Xbox Game Pass subscription too on that platform. The game is a cross-play enabled game, so you can play it with family and friends still everywhere, and it's been announced the PlayStation version is expecting a special Ratchet and Clank skin. Let's hope we get some other skins later. Okay, so DICE have published a blog post advising everyone of the changes being made to Battlefield 2042 for launch. The beta was met with a lot of criticism from players, including myself, who thought the fun from the original series had been sucked out. Well, DICE appear to be listening to the fans and have already made some changes suggested by the community. Now, some changes were very specific to the map in the beta, but others were general in nature that they announced. The key change for me is it appears they have made movement changes, adding strafe input to sliding, adding the ability to vault on moving objects, and they have toned down jump spamming, which I hate. A nearby grenade indicator has been added too. A number of server bugs have been mentioned and improvements to the map and team communication. The HUD has been approved apparently, and the user interface as well. There's a huge post on EA.com that almost has an endless scroll. It's huge. The best thing is to go read it for yourself if you're following the game. I'll post a link to the post on g'daygamers.com. I'm happy they're listening. I just hope things like flying vehicles can become easier. It's positive. Let's just hope it continues to improve because the beta just didn't hit its mark. So let's talk about another game release today. The Dark Pictures Anthology House of Ashes has come out. It's an interactive drama survival horror game which has received a lot of good reviews. I've picked it up. The game is developed by Little Big Planet and Killzone HD developer Supermassive Games and published by Bandai Namco. During the game, players need to make decisions which can impact the game and influence characters later in the game. This is all achieved in like quick time events that pop up on the screen. And there's about five characters in the game that you can control, and you can play it in such a way that all five characters either survive or they die. The game features lots of multiple endings, and yes, it has a multiplayer mode allowing two players to control two different characters and make their own independent decisions. The game is on Windows, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and X. Okay, a short while ago, the GTA Trilogy release date has been confirmed by a Rockstar's store page. The store page says that the game will be released on November 11, 2021. That is not that far away, and that is for the digital version. On Rockstar's page, it says that the physical version will come December 6th, which is a month almost later. Rockstar have also said that a standalone version of San Andreas, the Definitive Edition, is coming to Game Pass on November 11, and GTA 3, the Definitive Edition, will be available on PlayStation Now December 7. How good is that? PS5, Xbox Series X runs at 4K 60 frames per second as well. Activision have announced a Call of Duty triple double XP weekend for Black Ops, Cold War, and Warzone. The event takes place October 22 to 25 and again October 29 to November 1. It's been released to celebrate Treyarch Studios' 25th anniversary and to mark the launch of the Haunting Halloween event. It's called triple double because it happens over two weekends. Go earn yourself some XP. Okay, just a little one. The Content King told me that on the Epic Games Store, Among the Sleep is currently free. While the game is short, it's a bit of fun to play. You're a two-year-old and it's like a horror game. I'll let you go and explore it. Have fun with that one. All right, guys, I'm going to leave it there. If you have an Amazon device, you can add this show to your daily news briefing by searching for the show or finding the link at g'daygamers.com. I would really appreciate if you could share this with your network. Give me a like, a thumbs up, or a rating if you like the show. Have a good weekend. I know I'll be getting in a lot of gaming. I can't wait. Hope you do too. That's it, guys. Have a great day. Catch you later.